This past week saw New Jersey state government mirror Washington, D.C., in a way with the threat of a government shutdown being launched, this time by the Democrats rather than the Republicans. The members of the state assembly got their committee assignments. And as we get ready for the Super Bowl later on today, human trafficking was placed in the spotlight here. Talking about all this is the assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks.
Let's start with the threat of the government shutdown. Of course, you know, you think back to the Corzine years, back in 2006 it was, when everything got shut down because of a budget impasse. Now, State Senate President Steve Sweeney said that he is willing to let it all shut down if the governor doesn't support a budget that contains the what both promised, the a full payment into the public employee pension fund, which in his State of the State address, Christie, I guess with a pencil at least, put a question mark on.
Yeah, I think that this is kind of an interesting irony that Steve Sweeney's talking about this because, number one, I didn't hear Governor Christie say he wasn't going to make the pension payment. You know, he talked about bringing down the debt ceiling. I mean, he kind of skirted around it. But I think that, you know, the Democrats are very quick to criticize Washington and the Republicans and what's going on there. They're the ones in control of the legislature. So they're going to get the governor's budget. They can hatchet it up how they want. And, you know, and then the fight is between the governor and his red pen and the Democrats. So what's different about this is in the past, obviously, Sweeney and Sheila Oliver had negotiated with the governor's office, and then we came up with a budget prior to, you know, us even knowing what's going on. And so now it looks like he's going public. So maybe it's just more pile on for, you know, the Democrats are just wanting to pile on to Chris Christie.
Math of the matter, too, current pension contribution is $1.7 billion. That's set to rise to $2.4 billion in the next fiscal year, which, as part of his State of the State address, the governor said that he would prefer to have state employees kick in a little more than they're currently kicking in. And you look at the grand total, and to be fair, governors of both parties did not fund the pension health care plans for public workers to balance their budgets. So the state is now looking at an unfunded mandate in pensions of $86 billion, which, I mean, there's no way to tax – there's no way for the state to tax its way out of this.
No. And, you know, it is going to be very telling to see what his budget looks like when he presents it to us, because at this point, we really don't know.
And, of course, you know, we've been talking about the state's revenue and economic recovery. By most counts now, is sluggish. Moody's Investor Service lowered its outlook back in November for New Jersey's debt from stable to negative, and citing in part the state's huge debt obligations. So, as you said, what the direction and the focus and the priorities are in the upcoming budget are going to be very telling.
Mm-hmm.
Always think back to school. You used to get to your homeroom assignment, you used to see on the report card, and then you find out where you're going to go. And in high school, you get more and more classes, and you get to share your experience throughout the building of the school that you're in. And New Jersey Assembly got a similar situation as the committee assignments came out. And Senate pretty much stayed status quo, but there are a few members that climbed up the ladder, one of note. Some say climbed down. Others say that maybe she's taking a well-deserved rest after being a pinata for the last couple of years. Now former Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver is on the Commerce, Economic Development, Transportation, not in leadership positions. She'll just sit back and be a contributor and a participant now.
Yeah, I think I am looking at it that she wanted to take a break. She was in Trenton almost every day as speaker and traveling around the state. And I spoke to her personally, and said she was looking forward to sitting back on the floor with her colleagues because she had an office in the back. She didn't come down to the floor unless a bill of hers was being heard. So in terms of the changes, I mean, we had a little bit of shuffling around. John McKeon is now chairman of Judiciary. Reed Gusiora is chairman of regulatory oversight. So some movement in chairmanships, but, you know, most of the things stayed status quo. Obviously, on the Republican side, we had a few new members, so we jockeyed around some positions. But fortunately for Senator Orojo, myself, and Assemblyman Space, we all kept our same committee assignments. You do get to put a preference list together. The Republican leader asks us for that, and then they sort of figure out where people need to be. So we were fortunate and happy that we're still on our same committees.
And one of the more powerful ones, too, Assemblyman Gary Scheer, Democrat from Passaic. He is now the head of the Assembly Budget Committee. That was formerly held by now Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto. And you mentioned John McCain. Talk about a climb up the ladder. He, two years ago, lost his chairmanship of the Environmental Committee, and now he's the head of the Judiciary Committee.
He got punished because he sort of was siding with a potential coup takeover of Sheila Oliver, and now, you know, sometimes people get resurrected in politics, you know.
or sometimes they make an ash out of themselves.
Yeah.
This one is interesting. The Assemblyman Ralph Caputo, Democrat from Essex, who's been a huge supporter for expanding gaming to the Meadowlands, he is now the chair of the Tourism and Gaming Committee.
Yes.
This could be fun.
That is definitely going to be an interesting one to watch.
Talking with Assemblywoman Alice McCose, AliceMcCose.com on the web, and the State House is njledge.state.nj.us, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Some people might have been surprised to see the governor this past week talk about human trafficking in light of the Super Bowl coming up later on today. But if you look at the stats, according to Forbes magazine, when the Super Bowl was in Miami in 2010, 10,000 prostitutes were brought into the city, and 133 minors were arrested for prostitution during the 2011 Super Bowl, which was in Dallas. So, you know, when people hear the term human trafficking, they think of, you know, some blonde in a shopping mall being kidnapped and taken over to Taiwan, for example. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you can go to Craigslist and see some of the ads very blatantly. It is very, very common and very, very damaging to women right here in the States. And the concern was for New Jersey as well.
Yes. And I was a co-sponsor of this legislation to tighten up the human trafficking violations to make it easier for prosecutors to actually convict some people with the crimes. You know, I'm glad Governor Christie is bringing it to light. The legislature was not included in this press conference. I guess it was more of a national focus, but we definitely want to make sure that we protect individuals. And it's not just women and children. It's also men and boys, unfortunately. And, clearly people think of human trafficking, like you said, in foreign countries, but we have it here in the United States, whether it's the sex trade or whether it's in employment. So it's a big, big issue, and we have to help people break the chain of this.
I do recall reading reports a month or so ago, too, that other states were watching to see the results of your legislation that Governor Christie signed into law, because if it does work, as the hopes are, that a lot of it, maybe all of it, might even just be flat out mirrored in other states. It could be a national policy sooner versus later.
Yes, that would be very exciting.
Was, of all things, don't ask me why, I just drifted toward it. I was reading Mother Jones magazine online a couple of days ago and I came across this article. Meet 330 lawmakers who made 2013 a, quote, terrible year for women's health. And you were one of those 330.
Well, okay, let's put this in perspective. It's because I am a very pro-life legislator. I'm proud of that. And I happen to be second on the list of pro-life legislation that's been introduced throughout the country. They did call me for an interview. I did not speak to the reporter, so I was happy that it was a fairly factual and kind statement that where I was mentioned. But you know what? This is about the rights of life, and the fact that I feel that way, I have no problem with them calling me out on that.
Yeah, just if you want to keep a scorecard, if you didn't see the article, South Carolina State Senator Lee Bright sponsored the most anti-abortion legislation in 2013, and Assemblywoman McCose came in second. And in addition to her activism, it says McCose has raised at least $22,126 in an online campaign to nullify Obamacare in New Jersey.
Yeah, so hey, it's not a bad article as far as I'm concerned.
In any case, if you're into the stats, this is from Guttmacher Institute, Bill Track 50 in open states. Mother Jones analyzed 178 anti-abortion bills proposed in 32 states in all. More than 330 state lawmakers proposed 476 provisions to what they considered to be a restriction of women's access to reproductive services, which is the clandestine way of calling it abortions. So if you want to look at that, that's one of the recent articles, motherjones.com. And to bring to her attention something you think is worthy, then we could talk about here as well. You can do that at alisonmchose.com. Statehouse is njledge.state.nj.us. And if you learn more about human trafficking in New Jersey, there's the website for the New Jersey Coalition Against Human Trafficking, njhumantrafficking.org. We have all those links, of course, over at our website as well. We've been joined this morning, as always, by the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alison McCose, and we will talk again next week.
Thank you, and I just want to say the Super Bowl is in New Jersey.
Yes, the media does need a little lesson in geography, and hopefully this will be a reminder of that as we go through the day today.
Yes.